Brian Breaker.
You're a little whiny baby.
Bane.
Don't assume my gender.
Friends since the seventh grade.
Yeah. You're just a bitch with this phone.
F*** you.
Well, sort of. One professional wrestler and one rapper get together to talk movies, comics, video games, pro wrestling, and anything that makes you say, WTF.
Let's not talk about Bane's ooze.
Harry Potter erotica. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice.
This is Breaker and Bane's Power Hour.
Yeah, Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. yeah.
Boy.
Grab a monster, crack it open, let's go. It's time that we start the show, no hesitation, oh no. The most energetic podcast of all of the podcasts. So when you listen to the show, you know that it kicks ass. So when I smash on these cowards like Mario did to Bowser, with the best thing you've encountered since suspenders on trousers. To all the haters, say howdy, make a believer from Dallas. Put in the steak in the shower, Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. Yeah, hello. Hello. Welcome to the show. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are rolling sound. Another fun-filled, exciting episode of Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. I, of course, am Brian Breaker. Joining me, as always, Big underscore Bane with that G Fuel energy all fueled up.
Yeah. It's not bad.
It's all right. That's probably not the best flavor, but it's got Sonic the Hedgehog, which is fun.
Yeah, and I got it because it was peach. There was one that was, I took a picture of them all. Which ones did they have here? They had the Mega Man one.
That one's actually probably
Blue Blomp Bomber Slushy.
It tastes like a vanilla blue raspberry.
And then they had the Pootie Pie from YouTube. I don't know what the hell
it's
flavor
not very,
that would be.
It's not very good. Okay. They had that at Quick Trip.
And then they had the Naruto.
Naruto? Yeah, Naruto. That one's actually okay.
It said it's sage something.
It's not bad. There's a Tetris flavor, which is amazing.
Yeah.
There is a Berry Bomb flavor, which is ridiculous.
They
have one called Compound V from the Boys.
I
actually have some. If you want, I'll give you one. I'll let you try it.
Okay.
They're not cold, but I mean, I can, you know, you can cool it down and drink it at your leisure.
Got it.
They're very, very good. So yeah, it's kind of fun. I don't know. I like the idea of the characters on there. You know, there's a Knuckles flavor that I want to get.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to get that eventually. Energy drinks, man.
Yeah. I actually tried. I told you when I got here, I actually opened up first because I bought two energy drinks, and I opened up the Rise Country Time Lemonade. I was not a fan.
And I love Country Time Lemonade.
Yeah, I loved that growing up as a kid, but I just, something about it, maybe my taste buds changed.
Yeah.
I just do not like it.
Well, it's kind of like when Bang did those tea flavors.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so bad.
Did Bang do tea flavors?
They did. They did three. They did sweet tea, lemon drop sweet tea, and Georgia peach sweet tea.
Yes. And yes. I wanted to like those so bad.
I remember I'm very much the type where if I buy something, I'm going to drink it. Like,
yeah.
Food. Like, I don't like to waste money.
Right.
But that, yeah, I was like, I'm going to drink this because I bought it and it was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Yeah. I still will say I like Ghost better than these.
Ghost is good. Yeah.
I like Ghost. I think I like Ghost better. I also like the Alani Nu better.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had those.
Those are just in smaller cans. Yeah. So like, I think that's good to pair on a day where you like have had a pre-workout and you still want an energy drink.
Sure.
Like, because it's like, it's a little bit of a boost, but it's not like a big 16 ounce can.
Exactly.
But yeah, I really like the flavor on those.
Yeah. I need to give those a shot. Good old energy drinks. Well, man, it's WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
Are you feeling all fired up for WrestleMania?
Yeah. You know, no, but I mean, like I don't know. I kind of am excited for WrestleMania. Just because there's some cool stories that have been happening.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Apparently there's some good surprises that are supposed to be popping up.
I'm sure there will be, which I think is always cool. I think it's good to get those moments of like, what?
Yeah.
I think we need, like, the Hardy Boys returning at WrestleMania. How cool is that?
Yeah.
You know, a few years ago.
And the rumor mill is that we're getting the entire brood.
I've heard that.
Yeah, which is odd that Tony Khan would be cool with Christian showing up.
See, I think Tony Khan is... he's kind of a mark, obviously.
So he's probably like, oh, yeah, that's awesome.
And I think that's part of the problem, right? Like, because he's let Dustin... I think Dustin's on the new Dusty Rhodes A&E doc.
Okay.
And he let Jericho do Broken Skull Sessions.
Okay.
So he's done some, he's done some business. True. And so... I think, yeah, that would be super cool if they did that, you know, especially Christian in the puffy shirt. I hope they put a wig on him.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
I bet they won't, but.
No, they won't. But, like, that would be cool.
But just seeing, to me, if the whole brood shows up, I'm going to pop more for Gangrel.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen Gangrel on a WWE screen, I mean, what, since the 90s?
Probably.
So, like, my God. I'm so ready for that.
That'd be awesome.
That'll I think it'll be fun. What is going to suck though is their match is probably going to be taking place during the daytime, so
they would have to put it that at night though. But it is LA though, isn't it?
Yeah. So like the sun's going to be shining.
Yeah, that's too bad. Oh, that stinks. Yeah,
unless it's an actual stadium, I don't know if
maybe
it's,
I don't know
if it's a covered stadium or not.
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know nothing about LA.
That was always weird about the Undertaker Bray Wyatt match when they that was at San Jose, so obviously also California. And I was just like, that's disappointing that it was daytime still. But yeah, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, is what it is.
I hope this leads to Gangrel getting a Legends deal.
Yes.
Because we need Gangrel in video games.
Yes.
We need, I'll be honest, like when WWF Attitude came out, that was like the first entrance I watched.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see him come up. And when he did, I was like, this is so freaking cool.
That theme song is still top five for me.
Dude, yes. Yeah. I mean.
That theme song is incredible.
The entrance, the lights, the everything about that was super cool.
Was that still when Jim Johnston? Is it Jim Johnston?
Yeah.
Was that still when he was making their music?
I believe so.
Dude, he was a genius. He doesn't get enough credit for his musical ability. That dude was a genius.
Like the Ultimate Warrior, like
all
those things.
Stone Cold, Razor Ramon.
Yeah, I mean, The Rock.
Like, yeah, dude. Absolute genius.
There's actually a little clip of him on Beyond the Mat saying, like, you know, he walks like this. Dum, dum, dum. Yeah. And he's like, so his music needs to reflect that. And he started playing Vader's theme.
Yeah.
I was like, holy hell, that's cool.
Yeah. And that's something I've always kind of like thought like made sense. Like when somebody walks, they almost seem to be walking to the beat a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of like,
you got a musical ear, right?
Yeah, so kind of like they're grooving to it a little bit, you know?
Well, and that's what, to me, what was so good about Razor, because he did kind of have that slower walk.
Yeah.
You know, so like kind of had the hands out and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it fit him. It was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, WrestleMania is always a fun time, even if you're not super into like what they're presenting. But I feel like they've got some fun stuff this year.
Dude, they really do, man. They have some good stories, and I think that's awesome. I actually really like the, even though they kind of just like came up with it out of thin air. I mean, the John Cena Austin Theory match. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really fun concept, and John Cena throwing the jab in there that he's basically in his Ruthless Aggression era. And I think that's just awesome because it's not too far off. And so I think that'll be kind of a fun little match.
It'd be cool if it came out to Basic Thugonomics.
That'd be amazing if he did that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, obviously Roman Reigns versus Cody is the big one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, other than that, I think it'll be a fun show.
Do you like it now that it's 2 days a lot better? I certainly do.
Yeah. Because
it's so much less to process.
I don't know if you remember like the last couple of years that they were doing the full 8-hour show or whatever. Like you basically like you were getting lunch and dinner while watching WrestleMania.
Started at like, I think the pre-show started at like 4.
Yeah.
I remember one of the pre-shows, they had Ryback and Kalisto, which, you know, that's the main event anywhere in the world.
Right.
And like half the fans weren't even in there.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it started so early. And I'm sure like in WrestleMania, it probably takes a really long time to get into your seat and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think 2 days, so much better.
Yeah.
A lot of people are kind of upset though. A lot of guys didn't really get on the card. Apparently Bray Wyatt has some type of issue and he's not able to do anything, so.
Oh, so that went away.
Him and Bobby Lashley aren't doing a program.
Yeah,
that was sucks. At least the plan. And LA Knight's not doing anything. A lot of people are really high on him right now.
Yeah, I really like LA Knight.
It's kind of, I mean, I guess there was a big rumor that he might be doing something with Stone Cold at the show.
Okay.
Which, I mean, what? Yeah. What? Yeah. I mean, like, that's money right there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is.
So I think that would be really fun, but. You know, I mean, it seems like a fun card, you know.
Yeah.
Rollins and Logan Paul. Apparently, this is Logan Paul's last date.
Okay. Good.
Think you're good with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. He doesn't need to be there. I like Logan Paul. Like, I like him there. I just don't, I know why he's there.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, I don't really care if he's there or not.
Yeah.
But, like, if he was there and he's like, I want to do this. Just because. Yeah, like, just because I was a YouTube star, like, this is what I actually want to do.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, cool, I like him. Let's go.
He doesn't seem to have the passion that his brother has for boxing and wrestling.
Right.
You know, and I think that's, I can feel like people are starting to turn on him.
Yeah.
And I think that's why. It's not like, hey, we dislike you because you're a bad guy. It's like, yeah, you're kind of a piece of shit still.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's a big, you know, Rollins is really big on the cosplay stuff recently.
Is he?
Well, like he'll, you know, like when he wrestled Cody dressed like Dusty.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, when he wrestled Roman, he was in the Shield gear.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are speculating he's going to wear something similar to what Logan Paul wore in Japan when he got in trouble.
What did he wear in Japan?
He had like a Pokemon hat and a couple other things. I don't remember exactly, but someone's like, what if Rollins came out dressed like this?
And I'm like, oh my God.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know if WWE would let him do that, but.
They may not know the reference, though.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
I'm sure people in Japan would know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, Great Muta is going in the Hall of Fame officially, which is awesome. Hey, do you feel like this will lead to like a Legends deal for Muta and stuff?
Dude, I hope so. I mean, he's another one I'd love to see action figures of. I'd love to see video game, him in the video game.
T-shirts, the whole deal. He needs the whole thing.
It's just a damn shame that we never once really got to see him in WWE.
I know why. Well, I saw footage of him arriving in LA and he's in a wheelchair. I guess he kind of got hurt near the end of his career, which, you know, Muta's been around a long time. I mean, he was wrestling Sting and Flair, so he's not a young guy.
Right.
Nothing else to prove. So it's one of those things like, oh, how cool that'd have been if he was in the Royal Rumble, but he doesn't need to get hurt either.
Exactly.
So I get it. But Stacy Keibler's also going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
well deserved.
Yeah, I think so. Like, yeah. She was probably one of the most popular women on television for what, 5-6 years? I mean,
yep.
I mean for her run, I mean.
From WCW to her WWE run, yeah.
Yeah, she was there for a while. And really, like, it's weird. She was, like, starting to break out as far as, like, Dancing with the Stars and stuff, even when she wasn't really featured on television, which was kind of weird. Like, she wasn't really doing anything. But cause I remember there at the end, she was, like, Super Stacy with Hurricane and Rosie. And it's like.
Yep.
I can't find anything better for her than that. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, which I liked Super Stacy.
I did, too. But
I thought she looked cute.
She's above that, though. Like, her star power was.
Yeah, big time. I think that was probably at the point where WWE was like, we can't have people being bigger than the company.
Yeah, for sure.
That was probably the beginning of that. Because that was, when that happened, wasn't that after, like, The Rock left and stuff like that?
Yep.
Yeah, so.
It's a good point. I never thought about it like that, but, you know, you're probably right. So other WrestleMania festivities, of course, we've got the Hall of Fame, NXT. I don't know. I feel like it's too much. I haven't watched anything WrestleMania yet at all, but.
Yeah, I probably won't be watching the Hall of Fame. I feel like I haven't since I've really been able to. I think I watched it once and I was like, my God, this is kind of boring. And like, I'm proud. I'm like, happy for everybody, but like to actually watch it. Is kind of a chore.
It is a lot.
And then NXT Stand and Deliver, dude. I don't know anything about anything going on with NXT now.
I don't either.
I mean, I know Bron Breakker is there. That's it. But like, I don't know what's going on that show. And so
I don't feel like a lot of people watch that like they used to.
Well, it's just, it's now that it's a different show, it's not as entertaining. I mean, it is cool that like we have a Steiner kid being in that company, but like, or being in NXT, but that's not enough for me to tune in every week. And what made me want to tune in every week was people like Samoa Joe, Adam Cole, Finn Balor, Shinsuke. I mean, those guys were the ones that made me want to tune in because like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah. It was a totally different, fresh show.
But now these are like, young up-and-coming stars, which is great. Like, that's kind of what NXT is supposed to be, but like, I don't know who they are, so it's hard for me to be invested.
When everyone was gone initially, you had to rebuild everyone. And so they probably knew it was going to be 2 years before they got anyone like over.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, who's this guy? Who's that guy? Who are these tag champions? No one knew who anyone was. So it was, I think a lot of people just fell out at that point.
I will say I did turn on one of their last live specials they did. I can't remember what it was. It might have been like the Vengeance Day, maybe. It was one that wasn't at the Performance Center or wherever they do their little things. I mean, it seemed like about the size of Raw or something like that as far as the crowd.
Yeah.
And it was full. So, I mean, like, they're still drawing a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, that's good.
Well, I think that's cool.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, good for them. It's just, it's also one of those things. I don't really watch a lot of wrestling anymore.
Right.
You know, I watch a little here and there, but I think sometimes when there's so much out there, it's hard to keep up with everything.
I will turn on a Raw or a SmackDown if I see something on Twitter that catches my eye, and then I'll fast forward through most of it to get to the parts I want to watch.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which I think is most people nowadays.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think overall it'll be a pretty fun weekend. You know, I think, like you mentioned, the Hall of Fame. I think the thing with that is, like, if there's a speech you want to watch, like, you can.
Yeah.
But it's also, you're going to catch all the highlights on Twitter and TikTok, right?
I mean, if anything of importance was said, it'll be on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's cool. Like, Muda up on a WWE stage is pretty interesting to me, just because that's never really been a thing before.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio is an interesting one, you know, because he's still active, which has never really happened before. Makes a lot of people speculate that there might be a retirement announcement imminent. So who knows?
Yeah. And I mean, not that I want him to retire, but, like, talk about somebody who's put in the work.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to say, like, it's my time to retire.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that dude's been going hard since, like, mid-90s.
Yeah. So, for a long time.
Yeah. So it's like, it's a well-deserved retirement if he decides to.
Oh, yeah. And he's wrestling his son at WrestleMania. I mean, there's no better storybook ending than that.
Definitely.
Dominik's really came into his own the last year or so.
Dude, he's that, you know, and he's another kid that's, like, he's had a lot of help. But, like, it also, like, wouldn't get over if it wasn't for him.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's done a great job getting it over.
Oh, I agree. And he's done a really good job of being, like, a very insincere, like, he's a sincerely insincere person.
Right.
And so I think that's kind of the beauty of it. He really, you can tell he believes what he's saying, even though it's ridiculous, which I think makes it funny.
Yeah.
But, man, we got, WrestleMania always leads to, WrestleMania access. We saw a couple of action figure reveals this week, which was kind of always a fun thing. Also, we are going to talk about this. I know you're not, this is not something you would do, but it's kind of a fun idea. They're doing a crowdfunding for the Nitro Arena. Did you see that?
I did see that, yes.
So,
why is Ultimate Warrior in there? Just because of his quick little run he had?
Yeah, it's to show his WCW run.
Okay.
So, of course, how it works is if it hits 5,000 backers in a week, you automatically get Rey Mysterio and Hulk Hogan. If it's 7,000 backers, they add DDP. 9,000 backers, they add Scott Steiner. 11,000 backers, you get Warrior as well.
Okay.
The thing is, I don't know if it's totally worth it unless you get all five figures.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that. So you're almost kind of like counting on everybody to join in with you.
Yeah. Right, because otherwise it's like, this isn't going to back. Looking at it last night, it had well over 1,000 already, which is pretty insane, honestly. Like, it moved very, very quickly. So I'm going to do a live update here as we record. It is now at 1,213. It's 24% funded. So far it's doing all right. I don't know. Like, even if you had the room and the extra cash, would that be something you go for? Because, like, me personally, I always tell people, I'm like, it's just not something I'm going to get. And it's not like, it's expensive, but it's like, where am I going to put that thing?
Yeah.
Like where do you... Where would you put it? How would you even display it? It's just too big, I think.
Yeah.
When you get these big things, it's like, I get it. Like, you want to do crowdfunding on big pieces, but I like figures. There's a reason I don't buy play sets anymore. They're too big. They're like, where do you put them?
Well, right. Yeah. And that's another thing more than just the price. It's like, I don't have enough room for that.
Yeah.
And so I can't. That's the same reason why I didn't do the Raw one. Like, I would love to have a Doink figure in my collection, but, like, I have no room for all that stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the problem. But they also showed off some new retros, a new wave. I don't know if you saw that. It's going to be Undertaker again. He's still in the purple, but this time he has the Phantom of the Opera mask.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Paul Bearer with the urn, which is fun. Vader and Jerry the King Lawler. So they're still doing the retros. They kind of do look a little goofy, though, like the Vader does. And I don't know. It's like, it's not terrible. It's just like, I don't know. Not my personal favorite.
Yeah.
And they showed off some new WWE superstars. We saw Mr. Perfect and Bam Bam Bigelow added.
Yes.
Those are great. I love the cartoony look.
Yeah.
And adding characters from the 80s and 90s, I'm like, I'm all about it.
The more Mr. Perfect and Bam Bam figures we get, the better.
Yeah.
Love those two.
Yeah. And I think, you know, they all those have like a soft goods feel. So,
yeah.
Perfect having the soft goods singlet and the towel is perfect. No Which, pun intended.
I think the soft goods singlet is a little strange though.
You don't like it?
Well, it's just like, so you can take it off.
Mm-hmm.
What does he got underneath it?
My guess would be he probably has a different color singlet underneath it.
Okay.
That would be my, because they did Earthquake and Typhoon. So
I remember seeing they had the soft goods.
So Earthquake's got the black and red and white soft goods singlet.
Uh-huh.
You take it off, he's got the blue.
And then like just the solid blue?
Solid blue with like the Quake stuff.
Okay.
And then he's got separate blue boots that you can put on. So you can kind of do, it's almost like a two-in-one.
Okay.
And Typhoon has just black trunks underneath. Apparently that's supposed to represent when he was like Big Steel back before he was like signed. Because I was like
a little Easter egg type thing.
Yeah, and I was like, man, I don't know. I think it would have been better to do either a different Typhoon singlet or somehow throw in some pants and do Tugboat.
I was going to say what they should have done was not made a Typhoon figure, but made a Tugboat figure and
Typhoon underneath it. Yes.
Yeah.
100% agreed.
Yeah, that's what they should have done.
Because that would have been basically you just need the shirt and the pants.
Right.
And maybe another set of boots. But honestly, red boots I think would have been fine.
Yeah.
And then just the hat. Yeah, you got Tugboat and Typhoon.
Yeah.
Perfect.
They could do that with Doink the Clown if they wanted to. They could do a Big Jake figure. It was a Big Jake. What's his name? What was his name in WCW?
Big Josh.
Big Josh. Yeah, they could do a Big Josh figure.
I feel like that would be harder to pull off because of the costume, though.
Probably.
But, and I don't know for sure, but I don't think Matt Bourne's actually under a deal.
It's probably just the Doink character.
Just the Doink character. So yeah. I think they'd have to be kind of careful on that. I don't know for sure, but Doink would be awesome in that line because you could do the jacket.
Have they not done a Doink in that line?
They haven't yet.
He had an original Hasbro, though, didn't he?
He had a Hasbro. He had a more recent retro, and then he had the Ultimate more recently. But he's had a couple of Elites, but nothing in a while. So that Ultimate was the last thing he had. So, well, the retro, I guess, too. But
okay.
And that Superstars line, I mean, I think that line's super fun just because they're so cartoony looking. Which I was talking to a friend of mine, Daniel Cross, and he brought up a really good point. He goes, I want figures to look like toys. I don't want them to look like real people. He's like, if you get a Hulk Hogan that looks like actual Hulk Hogan, it's creepy.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's an interesting point, but it's true.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know.
Bizarre.
Yeah. So what else is going on in your world, man?
You know, I just having my stone stepped on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That was an interesting little thing.
People just walking all over my stones.
Okay. Well, first of all, big question. What happened to your sign? Cause you had a sign, no solicitors.
Oh yeah, the wife made me take that down.
See that's
a long time ago.
That's too bad because that would have been perfect in this situation.
What I need to do is I need to make a pretty decorative sign that says the exact same thing.
Yeah,
but just have it be like on a piece of wood, you know, stained and just nice and pretty. That just basically says "F off."
I don't know, and I guess maybe it's just the era we live in. I'm not a big fan of someone unannounced knocking on my door.
I have always said if you're knocking, you don't belong. Like, no one knocks because, I mean, like even here, like I'll ring your doorbell just to let you know that I'm here, but before I come, I'm like, hey, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Like, anybody that's coming over to your house unannounced doesn't belong there.
Right. Well, it's almost never for anything it's going to be bothersome, and that's why they knock. I feel like,
yeah,
like I've had these two guys and they were separate, but it was like the same company. They were trying to spray for bugs because when I first moved into this house, there was a big ant problem.
Yeah.
And all the neighbors,
dude, I've got an ant problem right now.
Yeah.
It's driving me crazy.
All the neighbors had it. And so I called a local exterminator. He came out, he did great work and really got rid of most of the problems. So I had no issue. And so I'm like, well, when I find a guy that's reasonable and a good guy, like that's what I'm going to stick with, right? And so these dudes show up and they're like trying to do their sales pitch. And when you're trying to throw a sales pitch on me, I'm pretty well like already not interested.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I talked to your neighbors, you know, over there. And he's like throwing their names out. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't know them. And I, you know, talked to these people and he said their name over here. And like, not interested.
Yeah.
And it just, it keeps going on and on. And he's like, you know, all you know, this, it only costs this much, but what we do is we come out once a month, you know? And I'm like, no, I don't want that. Like yeah. I would only, you're an exterminator. I would only call you out if I needed
exterminating
at that moment.
Yeah.
You don't seek out like, boy, I need a good bug guy for in case.
Yeah.
I end up with, you know, some bugs.
I mean, you should do preventative maintenance on that, but yeah. like you can do that by going to get a $10 bottle at Lowe's.
That's my point, though.
Yeah. Like you don't need a bug guy unless you just have an infestation that the over the counter stuff won't work.
Exactly. And so the dude like really wouldn't get a hint, and I'm trying to hold my dog back, and my dog, she's real.
Oh yeah.
She's a lot to take in,
mm-hmm.
but she's a pit bull. So right. If you weren't sure, you could think, oh, she might be aggressive.
Yeah.
She's not, but
yeah,
she's just real friendly. But she's so big, she'll knock you over almost.
Yeah.
The guy's like, is that dog friendly? And I'm like, no. He jumps back real big.
Yeah.
And she's just like, trying to go after him. And anyway, I'm trying to like, dude, I'm not interested. Dude, I'm not interested.
Right.
Not interested. And he just won't leave. And he's like, hey, can I get a bottle of water? And I shut the door.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, oh my yeah. gosh. Like, I don't know. Like, why is it door-to-door people are that way?
I don't know, man. And like.
And I get it. Like, you get probably 11 out of 12 doors slammed in your face.
Right.
But there's a reason. People don't like that.
Well, I feel like we've talked about it before. Like, anything you need to buy, you can get on Amazon. Like, you don't need a door-to-door salesman to tell you, hey, I've got this great product. You know, like, if I need something, I'll go on Amazon and buy it. I do that even with the stores. Like, before I buy something, I double-check and make sure it's not cheaper on Amazon.
Because it usually is.
Yeah. And it's just, like, I don't need some rando coming up to my door saying, hey, I've got this product to sell. And then, you know, in this particular scenario, the Jehovah's Witness, like...
We didn't say what happened. Like,
yeah, so...
In case people aren't Facebook friends with you.
Yeah, so it was essentially... Like, I've been redoing my flower bed, and I was... When this scenario happened, I had it all set up how I wanted it, but it wasn't done. I just had everything in place so I could remember how I wanted it done.
Right.
Right? And so... That weekend, like the exact same weekend, I had planned to finish it. And because it was finally like, wasn't super cold, it was going to be nice, like around like 60 degrees. And so I was like, okay, that'll be a good weekend to get it done. Well, like the day before I was going to get it finished, this Jehovah's Witness came by my house and like walked on the stones and cracked one of them. And I'm like, dude, what the hell? Like, you can clearly see the ground isn't level. They're just sitting there, and you just walk right over them and just crack them. Like,
well,
I mean, granted, I got the cheapest $5, $6 one, so it's not like a huge deal, but still.
But he doesn't need to be in your yard.
Exactly. If you hadn't have been there promoting something that you know, because he didn't stick around for me to open the door. He just dropped off his pamphlet and walked on. So, like, he knows that.
Did you get the pamphlet and call him or anything?
No. When I realized what had happened, the wife had already thrown it away.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, I didn't realize it had happened until probably like 3 or 4 hours later because I walked outside. And just,
how'd this break?
Yeah, I was like, that wasn't broken earlier today. And so that's when I got on the camera. I was like, oh, sure as shit, that chubby bastard broke it. And so, yeah. That,
I think you just named the episode, that chubby bastard broke it.
And so I went to Lowe's and got two more and
one for backup.
Well, no, one had cracked when I laid it down and cause I had noticed the crack, like after I got home, I don't know if it maybe kind of slightly cracked on the way home,
it could have
maybe bounced. But when I set it down, it just split.
Yeah.
So I had to go get another one anyway. But then when he broke that one, I was like, well, guess I got two I got to buy now. There's $10.
That sucks.
And so, but anyway, so I got it all finished and got it all done. Everything's fine now, but man, that just hacked me off.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's like we used to have no trespassing signs and all that kind of stuff, but like, I hate having that stuff up. I feel like that stuff looks trashy, you know? So I hate having that stuff up, but like, it's almost necessary.
Well, and like I've had, so I don't know if you knew this. One time I had an accidental delivery of a big pallet of bricks at my house. And I'm sure you've seen like driveway. There's kind of like a secondary part of the driveway there. That's kind of off side of the garage. And it's even where my trash can sits.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, my mom came by my house for some reason, and she's like, hey, you got bricks in your driveway? And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, we got a big pallet of bricks. I'm like, she's like, did you order those? And I was like, no. Like, why would there be? And I'm, so I'm at work thinking, like, why are there bricks? So I get home, and sure enough, there's a pallet of bricks. And, you know, I can get in my garage, so it's not a big deal. And so neighbor comes by and, like, leaves. I was in the shower, and I heard a knock on my door, but I'm like, who the hell is that? I didn't even have the dog at the time. He left a note with his number saying, like, he was so sorry because he lived on my address. My address is a street. His is a place. Easy to mix up.
Right.
And so he's like, I'm so sorry. They dropped him at the wrong place. And it's a pallet of bricks. Not like you can throw it in your, you know, the car and right. drive it over, right? But I'm like, it's all good, man. He's like, they'll come get him tomorrow. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, no worries. Yeah. He's like, oh, you're really, because I was texting him because he left his number. He's like, man, you're really being reasonable. And I'm like, it's not a big deal. Like,
yeah.
I mean, as long as they're not here like next week, I don't care. And the next day they were gone. Who cares? It's not, I mean, I don't know. But to me, like, it was a courteous thing.
Right.
Like, he wasn't like, you know, knocking on my door until I got out of the shower. He just left a note. And yeah, I don't know. I think when you go beyond common courtesy, that's when it gets annoying.
Yes.
And showing up at someone's house, leaving pamphlets and stuff, it's like, yeah, don't do that. I don't, I don't know. I'm just not a fan of that.
Showing up at people's house anyway when you don't belong there is like a no-no.
Yeah.
Like outside of, you know, this person's new to the neighborhood, just want to welcome them and introduce yourself. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, and even then.
I wouldn't even like that, honestly.
It's a little weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not like the way it was before internet. I mean, if you want to see like out on your front porch and just give them the old wave, hey, howdy neighbor.
That's my thing. I wave if I see people and go about my business.
Yeah. But like, I don't need to sit there and chit chat with them. Me and the person north of me or south of me is we got a good relationship going on. You know what I mean? Like, don't talk to each other, but when we do, it's like friendly, you know, but we mind our own shit, you know? Yeah. Whereas the neighbor north of me is the opposite, you know, like he's just a dick douchebag, you know?
That's a big reason. Like, I'm so glad I don't live in an apartment anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that was like, when I lived in my apartment in Tampa, it was great. Never saw my neighbors.
Yeah.
And it was so easy because it was just like I wasn't to myself, but it felt like I was to myself, you know? And then when I lived in my apartment in Eldon, at certain points it was quiet. Then people move in, they're super loud. And it's like, that's the absolute worst.
Yeah.
So yeah, neighbors can really destroy your peace and quiet.
Yeah.
In fact, actually, they've been better about it lately. There's some kids on this neighborhood, and they'll play football in my front yard, which I don't care. That doesn't bother me. But every now and then they'll bring out like a, what do you call it, like a karaoke machine?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just be blaring music out there.
Yeah.
And so like, I work nights a lot, and so I'll be asleep, and all of a sudden I hear music, and I'm like, what the hell is that coming from?
Yeah.
Look out, and they're just blaring music, especially in the summertime. It's like, I don't know, common courtesy,
right.
You know, like, hey, let's maybe not blare music right in front of my window. That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something that would really drive me crazy too. Well, my neighbor, to the north of me, he runs a business out of his garage.
Mm.
He'll lie and tell you he doesn't, but like his business Facebook tells you the address of the business and it's his house.
Yeah.
You know, and we hear his employees over there all the time. The dude has like wrecked my fence with his trailer.
Oh, geez.
So there's constant noise over there, dude, bright and early at 7 o'clock in the morning. And just, he is an absolute nuisance of a person. And then like, he's like tried to get onto us because we have a vine on our fence. Right. And in the summertime it gets really big and it's got these like bright purple flowers, but it's a little invasive. So like, usually at the end of the season, like I'll have to cut it back and, you know,
he's worried about that.
He's pissed about it because of it bringing down property value. And so last season I made it a point to like not do anything with it. I just let it grow as much as it wanted to. And I'm like, go F yourself, pal. Like,
yeah.
If you want it gone so bad, get rid of it yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, dude is an absolute, like I've also heard him talk to his employees and like how he communicates with people. Dude is very narcissistic.
Yeah.
Incredibly narcissistic.
Yep.
And
when you're that way, like it's what you're going to get back.
Yeah. And so it's gotten to the point where like we just don't engage with each other anymore because it just starts a fight.
Oh yeah. It's going to be a fight.
Quick.
Yeah. Ugh, I don't miss that. Yeah. I'm actually pretty lucky here in my neighborhood. Most of the people are older. And so like all the ones kind of immediately close to me are very quiet and they leave me alone. And I much prefer that.
Well, see, that's the thing. This dude's in his 40s, right?
Yeah.
He's not a young guy, but he acts like he's like early 20s.
Oh, geez.
The way he talks, the way he acts, the way he, like, dude, it's terrible. And he's a single guy too, which I can't imagine why, but like, it's just, oh my God, it's bad. I didn't mean to get on a tangent about my neighbor, but dude, he is an absolute sack of shit.
Yeah. When people are like that, it really makes it difficult.
Yeah.
You know, but that is what it is.
Yeah.
What else is going on new with you, man? It's been a while since we podcasted.
Yeah. You know, nothing. Just dealing with weird things, man. You know? Weird stuff. Like, I don't know if I want to get into all of it, but you know, we paused the recording earlier because of some weird stuff.
Yeah.
You
seem to always have some type of weird drama.
Dude, I can't have a calm life. Yeah. I don't know. I think I pissed off a gypsy.
You probably did.
At one point. Like I cannot have just a relaxing time. There's always some kind of drama happening in my life, which is funny because I am not a drama guy.
Right.
Like, I do not like drama at all, but there's always some kind of crazy event happening in my life and it's really stupid, but
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll get through it. It's a really bizarre thing dealing with, parents of other children.
Oh yeah.
And that's kind of this scenario. And it's like it's a thing that like I'm having to tiptoe around a little bit because, the parents are kind of druggies and one of them has like a really bad rap sheet. And it's, one of those things where he,
Is unstable, most likely.
Very much unstable. And so it's kind of a thing where, like, it's something that, like, you kind of have to tiptoe around. It's like you want the craziness to stop, but you also, like, don't want to escalate it and not really sure how to go about it. Because, like, I don't want to have to, like, I'm too tired to fight somebody. You know what I mean? Like, honest to God, like I will if I have to, but like, I'm way too tired to like actually want to get in a fist fight, you know? And so I don't know, man. It's just a really weird, weird thing with these parents and they're like just harassing the kid, you know, my kid. And it's just bizarre, man.
That I remember, well, because last week that, not to get into the details or anything, but that just kind of transpired maybe not last week, 2 weeks ago. When we last recorded, and it was just like, wait, what?
Yeah. And we blocked the stepdad's number, and then everything was good until today. And then all of a sudden now the mom is harassing. And it's like, it all stems from a prank call.
Yeah.
Just a stupid prank call. And it's like, clearly you're druggies.
Oh yeah.
If you can't let this go, like any parent in a right mind would be like, whatever. They're just kids being kids.
Well, yeah. You know how many prank calls I made in my life?
Dude, we like, that was a thing we would get together and do.
Oh yeah.
Like I remember there would be times where we had like a group of like 10 people at your house, like prank calling people.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, I've never heard of somebody reacting like this.
Well, I think because that was also the era when people actually answered the phone.
True.
Now people don't really do that anymore.
Yeah.
And so I think the era of prank calling is probably over.
Probably.
To a degree anyway. But like, I remember realizing, because people were like, hey, prank call this guy. And I'm like, no, like it's better if you prank call a business and you don't know the person, because then there's no like retaliation really.
Right.
And like they are trying to work, so they're gonna stay on the phone with you.
Yes,
which makes it funnier. So yeah we made some, my favorite prank call was Casey Cole. Anytime I see him, he always brings this up because it was so funny. We prank called a funeral home.
Oh no,
that they were hauling my uncle Remus and he fell out of the hearse.
Oh my God.
And I got the Uncle Remus part from movie Big Daddy.
Okay.
Adam Sandler, because she's like, who are you on the phone? And he goes, it's my Uncle Remus, but it was actually his buddy, that woman's fiance.
Yeah.
Because the kid was at his doorstep.
Yeah.
And so I'm talking to the phone, and the guy's like, I have no record of this. And I was like, well, I'm telling you, you hauled my Uncle Remus and it happened. And he looks at him and goes, wait a minute, did you mean Bemis? And when he said that, we all just lost it. We're like, yeah, that's what I meant. Oh, good times.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, like the way technology has moved forward now, because I mean, if you think about it, like all the stupid videos we used to make back then and stuff like that, like nowadays, you know, with Instagram and YouTube and stuff, like, could you imagine?
Yeah.
The stuff we'd be putting out there.
We probably would have had some viral videos had we done it. Like if we had been like born in this generation.
Oh yeah.
You know,
because, well, I still believe that a lot of those videos of people doing stuff at like Walmart and stuff, I was like, most of that's staged.
Yeah.
Cause
what we did was not staged. We well, pissed people off.
Well, like when that kid moans in people's ears and stuff,
yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
Some of those reactions you can just tell like, yeah, that guy's like,
yeah,
what is going on right now?
Oh yeah.
Although some of them, I'm not sure, but it is funny. One of my favorites, I saw this kid. He would walk up behind someone with two plastic trash cans, and he'd put one on them and one on himself.
Yeah.
And, of course, the person that he puts it on comes out like they're ready to fight.
Yeah.
And then he comes out like all confused, and they're looking like, who got us? Yeah. So funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, stuff like that's ridiculous. But I'm actually seeing a lot more videos of, like, store employees cracking down on that. Have you noticed that?
No.
Where they're like, get out of here with your camera. I'll call the police. Yeah. Seen a lot more of those.
No kidding. I haven't seen that at all.
Well, because all these people are showing up at, you know, Walmart, Target. And I'm sure once that word gets out, like, hey, there's some teenagers. Because I see teenagers acting stupid in stores all the time. And
we actually had one locally.
Oh, did we?
I don't know. It's a kid that Marissa knows.
Actually. Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, but she showed me one of his videos, and it was like, it was viral. Like, it had like 100K likes on it and stuff like that. I'm like, huh, that's interesting. I've never seen him, but like,
yeah.
He was like at our Walmart.
Wow.
I was like, okay, that's cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, but he was just interviewing people. He wasn't like doing weird prank stuff.
Yeah. Well, because then they'll have some people that like put up a big bear costume and they get in this big bin like they're a teddy bear and throw stuff at people.
Yeah.
I mean, some of it's funny, but some of it's just stupid too.
Yeah. I know I've seen the ones where they like will dress in a costume or like dress like mannequins or whatever and scare people.
Mm-hmm.
If something like that happened to me, like I'd probably just out of reaction swing.
Man, if Michael Myers did that, because I've seen a Michael Myers when I'd be shooting a double leg right away. I'm taking him down, you know. He ain't running. He ain't walking slowly at me when he's on the ground. That'd be so weird.
Oh, God.
Good times. But yeah, man, like it's kind of crazy to think like what would have happened if, you know, we had lived in the era that is now. Like, I mean, even when we were in high school, like text messaging was kind of starting.
Yeah.
If you remember that era, like then it was not like 10 cents a text or something that.
It was something outrageous like that. Yeah. Cause I remember I was not allowed to text even though like my phone could, I was told I can't because of the cost of it.
Which it's funny because now that's like the main form of communication with everybody.
Yeah. I don't like getting phone calls.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes when you get a phone call, it just seems like, oh, God, why are they calling me?
Yeah.
You know, but it's weird now because with a text, like, it seems more archaic than a phone call.
Yes.
in a lot of instances. But I think the idea of the fact that you can respond back at your leisure, you know, is the point. So, I don't know, definitely weird.
Yeah, it is really weird. But, you know, I'm definitely in the mindset, like, I would much rather get a text message than a call.
Mm-hmm.
Although there are some times where I feel like the text communication goes on for so long that I would much rather just be on the phone.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I'm sitting there having a full on long ass conversation over text at this point, I'd rather just call somebody and just get the conversation over with.
Yeah.
So I can have my hands back.
Yes. Well, and that's a thing too. Sometimes you get texts, but you know, at times when you really can't text back, you know, and so like, you know, I'll get texts sometimes at work, and if it's a quick text, that's no big deal.
Right.
But if it's someone I have a full-on texting conversation, that's not possible, right? Yeah. Like, I'm working, you know, I can respond back once or twice, but
sure,
you know, just it's totally different situation.
Oh, yeah. Well, and like the wife will text me every morning while I'm at work, and like I've always told her, like, okay, you get one response, like, guaranteed, but like, I'm not going to guarantee you like two or three responses, just so you know, because
yeah,
I'm just trying to get the day done so I can get home. And so, but those are one of those things where like, I would almost rather her just call me, you know,
mm-hmm.
just give me the good morning call instead of the good morning text, you know, because it's the way we can just get everything we were going to talk about out of the way.
I imagine she's still asleep when you leave usually.
Yeah. She doesn't get up till like probably like 7:30 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so just early enough to take Marissa to school, which that'll be stopping pretty soon because she's about to get her permit.
Wow, that's crazy to think, isn't it?
Yeah, so we got about 6 more months of not driving her, or not her driving to school. So that'll be fun. And then we'll have to figure out something, because I know she's going to be wanting to be like free like an eagle.
Yeah, so it's in, didn't your son waited a little bit to drive, though, didn't he?
So yeah, I had that conversation. Freaking Mandela effect in my personal life.
Oh boy.
Because I was sitting there telling the wife, I was like, well, we do need to get her a permit soon, because I don't want her to be, you know, like Cameron and wait till he's 18 and wait till she's 18 to get it. And she was like, Cameron didn't wait till he was 18. I was like, yeah, he did. And she's like, no, he was 16. I'm like, huh? And I was like, but he didn't get his permit till his first year of college. And she was like, yeah, he started college when he was 16. And I'm like, how? How is that possible? People graduate high school when they're 18. And like, she said, yeah, he started school a year earlier. So when he graduated, he was 16. Like I knew he started a year earlier, but I could have sworn that he was 18 when he got his license.
Mm-hmm.
But
like, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah. But she said like, the way, when she explained it to me, I was like, okay, that actually does make sense, because I knew he was started his school year earlier, but he was only 16 at college for like a week.
Mm.
And then he turned 17. So I was like, okay, that makes more sense.
Is his birthday kind of like a summer birthday?
It's August.
So, but that makes sense though, because August yeah. was like, that's like the, if your birthday's in August, you're almost could be the previous year.
Yes.
Or the next year. So if he's a year early, that does track that he graduated at 16.
Yeah. And so like, it would just, the whole thing confused the hell out of me.
He maybe just assumed he was 18.
I was thinking 18 because of college.
Yeah. Cause he's a senior in high school. Because right? So he's 18.
I didn't like growing up, I never knew anybody that graduated college or graduated high school at 16. You know yeah. what I mean? Like that just wasn't, cause I was 16 my sophomore year. You
right.
know what
right.
I mean?
Like, oh yeah.
And so it was, I don't know, but like that felt like a Mandela effect to me, even though once she explained it, it made sense. But,
yeah.
But yeah, so she's about to get, but he did wait a little bit though, because it was like, he was almost 17 when he got his license.
Yeah.
And so he did wait a little bit to get it.
Yeah. But I feel like it's weird. I feel like more kids nowadays almost kind of wait, and they're not too worried about driving.
Yeah. Dude, Marissa's begging.
Well, and that's not all of them, but I remember a kid I worked with who's like, yeah, I didn't want to get my license until I was 18. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
He goes, well, you know, I was trying to get a car. And I'm like, drive your parents' car? Well, yeah, but I mean, if I want to drive a car, I want to drive my car. I'm like,
I get that, but you need a license
yeah.
before you get your car.
Right. And I don't know. It's an interesting thing to me where I would see people. And the more people I talked to, they're like, oh, yeah, I waited until I was 18. I was like, why?
Yeah.
Like, to me, like, having the freedom of my own wheels was, like, the greatest liberation of my life, yeah. I felt like, at least for that era, you know, I remember being a sophomore in high school when I finally got my license, because my birthday's in October. So I had, like, August, September, October before I could drive.
Yeah.
And I got my license 1 week after I turned 16, because I was ready to be on my own. But, like, when I was, like, hey, you know, after school this day, because I had one day off a week, and I was like, I'm going to take this day off and go to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was the coolest thing ever, you know, to be able to just on my own go to the store or whatever. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's weird. Some people are not into it though.
Yeah, definitely not. But I mean, like, I know Marissa's definitely ready. She is like,
she seems to me like, from what you've told me about her, she seems more independent. Maybe
she's trying to grow up way too fast.
Yeah. And I think sometimes when you have people like that, some people like to be coddled, Some people like to be an adult, and I think that's the difference sometimes.
Yeah. She's the, in a lot of ways, she's the polar opposite of Cameron, because Cameron, if we let him, he'll live with us for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Marissa, on the other hand, is like, she's told us, she's like, I want to move out when I'm 18. I'm like, don't. Like, it's a bad idea. And it's not like a fight thing. Like, she's like, I'm tired of living with you guys. Nothing like that. It's just like,
she wants her own freedom.
She wants to be independent. And it's like, I get that, but there are so many things that I wish I would have known when I was 18 and I decided to move out of my parents' house.
I could be wrong, but I also felt like you were very frustrated in your situation.
I was.
And so you were like, I need to be on my own. And you found a guy that had a place.
Yep.
Hey, I'll pay half the rent. And just like you being in your own place, I could tell you felt so much more relaxed.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was a financial burden at times, but you felt like, oh, I have my own place finally.
Yeah, it was. I mean, because at the time, I mean, that rent, because it was split, it was only like, I think like $250, somewhere around there for the rent. Because I mean, at the time, rent was pretty cheap.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I got my own place over here in Sand Springs. And I think it was like 500, somewhere around there. And dude, I was only making like 10.50 an hour. And so it was all my money. So for me to do anything, I was like, you know, be in the negative. And so it was really a bad decision for me to live on my own at 18.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it was a very, I was very frustrated with a lot of things at the time in my life.
It's crazy because I talked to this kid at work, and he's not a kid, but you know, a guy at my work, and he lives in an apartment, which I think is similar to the ones you lived in, maybe the same complex.
Okay.
And the one by the pool hall.
So there's two by the pool hall. There's one right across the street, and there's one right down the street.
Mm.
The one right down the street is the one I lived in.
Okay. I think he's in that one too.
Okay.
He told me his rent is eight something a month.
Wow. So it's like $300 more than what I paid.
Yeah, he said, I think he told me it's between $800 and $900. I can't remember the exact amount, because it's one of those where it's like $814, $817 or something like that. But I'm like,
yeah,
damn, dude, that's like about as much as my house payment.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. When you actually put that in perspective, because, you know, I was in that condo for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And this house kind of just happened. I wasn't necessarily looking to buy anything, but I'm glad I did now, because, you know, I don't know how long that condo would have been available to me.
Yeah.
And if I had to have gotten an apartment, I mean, you're looking at least a 1 year lease, and not cheap.
No, definitely not.
Would have sucked.
Well, and you know, at the time, those apartments might be different now, but at the time they always said we're not income based, but we give discounts for people with lower income. And so like,
I'll be honest, I think that sucks. If you make more money, you have to pay more. What the hell is that?
Well, I mean, you make more money,
but it's bullshit. Like, what would be the, like, why would you want to get a good job then? You know, like,
well, so you can have more things. If you have a good enough job, then you can afford things.
Right. But like, why would you live there if you could have, you know, like,
well, you wouldn't, that's the point.
That's so lame. I hate shit like that.
Well, it wasn't much of a discount, because at the time, like, I paid like $500 a month. And I think the regular rate was like $600, something like that. And it was like, you had to make over, I can't remember what it was. I think it was like over $40,000 or something like that a year.
Mm.
And like, I was not even making $20,000 a year. And so they gave me the discount for that. But then I don't know, man, but like Marissa, she's all about it. And I'm like, I would just hold off on wanting to be an adult, because you've only got 2.5 years of being a kid left. And, you know, you're going to realize pretty damn quick that adulthood is the shits.
You realize you're an adult when you go to Walmart and you buy a bunch of shit you don't want and you spend $100.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's probably going to be more than that.
I was going to say it's more like $200 now.
it sucks. Yeah. Being an adult does suck at times. But I also get it, because I understand her perspective of like wanting her own personal freedom.
And, yeah.
Well, but at the same time, like, it's kind of like, you know, like, I know a kid who's 18. And thinks he's an adult, but he has no adult responsibility.
Of course.
And it's like, oh, you're not really. Like, you are, but you're dependent on people, so you're not really an adult. Until you, like, are 100% responsible for everything, you're not an adult.
Yeah.
You're dependent on other people. And that's the part about being an adult that people don't realize. It's not easy.
Yeah. And it's definitely not, man. And it's one of those things, like, those are things that you can try to teach them as much as you want, mm-hmm. but like
they have to experience it on their own.
You kind of have to let them go through the shit show.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what sucks.
It does. It's a terrible feeling, but that's the growing up process, man.
Yep.
Well, anyway, I think this is about all we got for this week on Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. Thank you guys for checking out the show. Make sure to check out a lot of our podcasting buddies. Check out our t-shirts, Pro Wrestling Tees, What a Maneuver, Redbubble, all that good stuff. Check out all of Bane's music. You can find that on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your tunes. Check out our other podcasts, No Holds Barred with Bill Benis.
Bill Nakano.
Yeah, Bill Nakano. Fantastic. Steve Hoker is quite the Photoshopper.
Yeah, that was genius.
Check out the TB Toycast and my new show, The Saturday Morning Rumble Wheel, all wherever you get your podcast.
Yes.
Thank you guys for checking it out. I'm Brian Breaker.
I'm Bane.
We'll see you guys in 7 days.
Peace. Easy.
Yeah. One more time. It ain't over till I say it's over. So lock the cage up, cause this is a takeover. The wait's over. If this the final time we meet, then you'll be on your back on my feet. Then I'll tip the cage over as a hangover. I'm super fly, so I can splash off the top. And I can shut down the shop. Like Randy Savage, I'm the cream of the crop. And I'm always gonna rise to the top. People's champ like The Rock. I do not give a fox or if that shit drop. Man, I'm so over.
Dope pistols.
What'd you think?
Good. It was really good. Pretty good.
That son of a bitch, Eric Barker.
You son of a bitch.
Can't dig it. Sicka.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Perfect.
Put it on the internet.